Everyone's big on electric this year. EVs everywhere you look here at Motobella.
The future is electric.
Really, really great style.
Big announcements, big names, from the staples
to the absolute beasts. If ever there was a vehicle that looks like it means business, there you go. And this brand only makes EVs, which just goes to show if they can do it successfully and make it their main business model, then so can all of these guys.
And they are. You can't move for them here. And they're moving fast.
Whoa!
Joe Biden, an EV fan, giving this one the presidential approval back in May.
This sucker's quick.
Now Ford trying to show EVs are for everyone. 0-60 in 4 seconds in a truck.
Surely this is going to run the battery out very quickly.
If you drive like this all the time. But no, this truck has plenty of range, 300 miles.
The aptly named Lightning, showing just how far electrics come.
A lot of people don't expect this truck to handle this well, right? So with the battery, the suspension, and all the work we've done, it handles almost like a car.
The software too, this Swedish firm with its global map database that feeds real-time information into EVs to make the batteries last longer.
We can tell you the friction level of the road surface you're driving on, and that allows the regeneration system of the electric vehicle to be most efficient.
So then it saves power?
Absolutely.
Because we are told EVs are the future, he's convinced.
Today, I'm signing an executive order setting out a target of 50% of all passenger vehicles sold by 2030 will be electric.
Determined to relegate the gas guzzlers to the past, but big issues remain. Batteries, for one, China supplies 80% of the world's lithium power packs at the moment.
Surely the US is not going to want to be in a position where it's beholden to China, is it?
No, I don't think so. And I think that it's really incumbent upon the global automotive industry to work together.
Plus recalls over batteries that can catch fire. Chevrolet and famously Tesla know about that. Then there is grid capacity, or lack of it, for a huge nation powering up.
Then, of course, there is the weather. Charging an EV in the rain, absolutely fine. But it's when the weather takes out the power, then you're going to have an issue.
Which we've seen recently, extremes from Texas to California.
That is one of the hurdles to it. But in a very similar way, if there's no power, then you're also not able to power a gas pump to run your internal combustion engine car. So, of course, there are things that could happen. We hope that those things would be outliers, that they would be on the fringe.
And the fringe is anything but the final destination for these things. The future may be electric, still some way to go until it's perfect. Phil Lavelle, Al Jazeera, Pontiac, Michigan.